On the air at News Radio 1070 WKOK and online at WKOK.com. This is WKOK Sunrise.
And welcome on board WKOK Sunrise. Thank you so much for joining us. Rob Center, our fabulous producer, on the other side of the glass. He's making all the pieces fall together today, so we appreciate that. In the studio, we have with us the president of the Sun Soroptimists, the Snyder Union Northumberland Soroptimists around here. Debbie Reichenbach is here. Debbie, thanks for staying around.
Thank you.
Very much appreciated. And Karen Garris is back. We talked to her a couple times. She's a treasurer for the North Atlantic region of Soroptimists International. National of the Americas. That's a big footprint around here, so she's taking care of really making sure the dollars come in and go out, and that the scholarship opportunities get brought up and talked about, and somebody says, yes, I'll take one around here. So
yes, thanks. It's great to be here again, Mark.
Yeah, I appreciate you coming back. And you are an accountant around here?
Yes, I am.
Okay, and Debbie's retired from LB Water, where she was basically fully in charge of quite a bit of stuff over the years, so, right?
Yes, I was.
All right, fabulous. All right. So we got some real professional women with us on board today. And with that, we welcome on the news line an additional guest. Patty Yingling is here. She's the governor of the Soroptimists for the North Atlantic region. So she's covering an even bigger footprint than our guests here today. And so, Patty, thank you so much for calling in.
Well, good morning. Thank you for having me.
Oh, I do appreciate it. I just think this is such a big, important topic. We talked about this in our first segment with just Debbie and Karen, and I'll ask you sort of the same question. For Soroptimists, why is the mission and work of Soroptimists so important that women and girls get brought up and talked about, and those who need some assistance can find it, and that this is still a big unmet need around here and a project that you guys are working on?
We work on it diligently. We are working and striving to improve the lives of women and girls all across our region and throughout the world. So it is our mission, and it's a very important one to make women's lives better.
What is the mission of Soroptimists? Is there a sentence or a two-sentence statement that relates to what Soroptimists is all about internationally?
Literally, yes. Soroptimists is an international organization for women who work to improve the lives of women and girls through our programs leading to social and economic empowerment.
All right. And sometimes, Karen, that just means finding the right person to whom to give some free money. I hate to be too blunt about it.
Yes, we talked a little bit about the Live Your Dream program, which is a club program, then a region program, and a federation program that gives a scholarship to a woman who is head of household and furthering her education at a four-year, two-year, or trade school.
All right. And Debbie, you talked about the fact that there's just it's an international effort to make sure that the unmet needs for women and professional women and teen girls are known, and that you start to attack these and address these, you know, sometimes one woman at a time, but that this has to happen.
Absolutely. Getting the word out to the public is the most important thing, because sometimes women and children are overlooked.
All right, you've talked about the fact that you do that on Facebook with the Soroptimists International Snyder Union Northumberland is on Facebook. And Patty, explain some of the different ways that Soroptimists does outreach and information and tries to get the word out. I know Soroptimist NAR is the website most closely associated with what you do. How else do you get the word out?
Through individual members, word of mouth. We do interviews such as what we're doing with you today. We've done social media blast. We have social media on Facebook, Instagram. There is a little bit of activity on Twitter that I've seen. But basically, word of mouth. It's, you know, all of us speaking out and spreading the word.
Yeah, and I think some of the recipients of the most needy of within your audience, to whom you'd like to provide the most help, aren't necessarily following Facebook super closely or Instagram or so on. Typically, there might be a woman that might be a single mom or head of household that is busy with family and taking good things, care of things, and or working and or education, so may not be paying attention to some of the conventional channels. So that's why we make sure we bring the topics up here. Well, one particular award, the Ethel Lord Award, is for a woman veteran. So explain that particular award, maybe a little bit about its background and how a woman can apply.
Sure. SOF LURD fellowships are granted by the North Atlantic region to women veterans who are in financial need of improving their quality of life or fulfilling their career goals. Our fellowship benefits to aid the recipient in whatever need they may have, whether it be social or economic challenges. And we often have many women veterans who are facing challenges as this. You know, when they're returning to civilian life, they have many different forms of trauma that they're dealing with, whether it be psychological or, from the military, depending on where they've served. There's a lot of issues, and we are trying to help female veterans improve their lives as well. And we offer this fellowship to them in a monetary award, of course, each year. And since 1946, we've provided approximately 76 women with this fellowship.
I see on the application form you sent me, it says Ethel Lord was born in Reading during World War II, served in the American Red Cross in both the European and Pacific theaters, and was a Soroptimist. And then because of all of that service in the U.S., for the U.S. Armed Forces, and then, for the Red Cross overseas, helping armed forces pretty directly in those locations, and her work with Soroptimus. This award is named after her. And how does a woman apply? How do you know that you might be eligible? You do want local women veterans to consider applying for this if it's appropriate.
We do have an application process. Any woman in our region, which spans from Maine all the way down to Wheeling, West Virginia, as far south as Seaford, Delaware, east to New Jersey, we cover multiple states where these applications are distributed. We reach out to VA centers. We reach out to VFWs. We reach out to colleges. We really try to promote this personally with local venues. Like my local VFW here, I've reached out to them, sent applications. I know that Karen and Debbie have done the same as other Soroptimists have. We really do try to get it out there.
All right. So how does one apply? How do you get more information about the Ethel Lord Award?
You can contact the region chair, who is Elizabeth Peterson. She is our governor-elect for the North Atlantic region. Her information is available on the NAR Soroptimist website. It is also available on Facebook. We do have it publicized out there. And again, any Soroptimist can provide this application.
All right, Patty, we'll give you an open mic. Anything else to add to our conversation today? We'll give you an additional comment.
I just know that SOF LURD and this fellowship has helped many women achieve their goals. We have helped them, you know, with their education. And I encourage all female veterans, if you qualify for this application, to apply for it, because we are happy to help you.
All right. Well, Patty, thank you so much for all you're doing and getting the information out. Call back again if you'd like to publicize anything else we're doing up and down the broad northeastern region. So stay in touch with us, if you would, please, Patty. Thank you.
Thank you.
That is Patty Yingling. She's governor of the Soroptimist of North Atlantic region, which is basically from Pennsylvania north up into the New England states. And you get more information about them at soroptimistnar.org, right?
That is correct.
Okay, so we're nailing it so far. Well, we got a couple of minutes left. Karen, I'll let you reiterate again the Live Your Dream Award. Maybe somebody wasn't listening at 7:10. So Live Your Dream opportunities are there.
Okay, so the Live Your Dream Award is a financial award that we give to a woman who is head of household and furthering her education. It does not need to be a four-year program. It can be a two-year program. It can be a certificate program. It can be a trade school. You had mentioned welding earlier. It does not need to be a four-year degree. And we found a lot of women that are going into education are going into fields where they're giving back and helping other people, the nursing fields and things like that. So please apply. If you know anybody that's interested, share the information with them for either one of these awards.
And Debbie Reichenbach, president of the Sun Sur Optimists. It is almost time for my annual glass of Riesling. Where will I get that next month?
You will get that at Buena Vista Farms, Winfield, PA. We're having our annual fundraising wine event, and that will be on November the 13th.
Okay.
And you can find information on our Facebook page.
What is the road that is on? Buena Vista Farms, if you remember. You don't remember. Okay.
I don't remember.
Easy to find. Just Google it like everybody else. Buena Vista Farms. It's a fundraiser for Sur Optimists, and not really a little fundraiser. Hopefully a big fundraiser.
Hopefully it will be a large fundraiser, yes. And on our Facebook page, you will also find a QR code that you can download and be able to purchase your ticket or just make a donation if you're unable to attend.
Okay, so suroptimist.org, suroptimist, N-A-R, for that North Atlantic region.org, or if you want to go global, suroptimistinternational.org, and go to Facebook, Suroptimist International of Snyder Union, Northumberland County. Anything else critical we got to cover? Do we get all our bases hit here on everything?
I think we've got it.
Well, thank you. Thanks so much for all you're doing. Thanks for helping up the raising up the lives of women and girls and making sure that this is brought up. It's very important work there, Debbie. Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
Debbie Reichenbach, president of the Sur Optimists. And Karen, thanks for coming back. You've been here about every year with and without masking sometimes, but we got her done. Thank you again.
Thanks for having us. It's always great to be on the show.
Karen Garris is treasurer of the North Atlantic region of Sur Optimists International of the Americas.